America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
America Meditating Radio Show. Tuning to love as we grow.
Happy holidays and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in Silver Spring. The atmosphere, the energy, the spirit, the vibrations of the holidays always tend to, I would say, bring us home. Bring us into a deeper place of being and existence, of just maybe appreciating what is working and using what is not working as an opportunity to help me grow and to discover myself a whole lot more. It's been an award-winning year, 178 events in service to Oprah Values Partnership. Sony Television has released its Concussions movie on December 25th. And working with just a vibrant community of friends. This year we lost a few very close people, and we gained a lot of people. So it's like a cycle. Things are constantly in a spin. It's always going in and out, up and down. You either feel like you're acquiring or you're losing. I call it you're just learning, you're processing. You're coming and going to learn something more in your life. Stay tuned. We're going to have David Brown on the air, and David's got a very powerful story that he's going to give to us as a story of inspiration and personal growth. Before we get David on the air, I'd like us to go into what we do best here, and that is to meditate. From my off the grid into the heart, letting go city, can you join me to get into the zone of stillness? Breathe in deeply. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
welcome back. That was Letting Go from Off the Grid into the Heart. Don't you love that CD? I really want to encourage everyone to pick up a copy on iTunes or CD Baby or come by here. I mean, all the proceeds are going back to charity. And just to give you an idea of how it makes you feel so powerful, I've not yet been at a venue or a conference or a program and conducted that meditation and somebody says they didn't like it or didn't move them. It moves you. Because when you're looking to healing your life, you need a very powerful mind. And talking about a powerful mind, I've got a wonderful young man on the line, David Brown Jr. He's a former senior leader in financial services. He earned a degree in finance at University of Delaware and an executive MBA at Villanova, as well as studying organizational leadership, psychology of leadership, and organizational dynamics. Now, David is also a part of the adjunct faculty of Villanova University, where he teaches MBA students who partner with local Philadelphia area social entrepreneurs or enterprises how to lead semester-long consulting engagements using a systems thinking approach to solving business problems. Now, as a transformation coach, David works with clients to identify and improve areas that are preventing them from having an optimum life. He has a high desire to encourage others to awaken their passions and to begin to lead more purposeful lives, sharing his own personal story of the international abduction of his own 11-month-old daughter and how that trauma awakened his own heart to be loving and kind. Well, today, we're very happy to welcome a very brave, brave father. Welcome, David.
Hi, good morning, Sister Jenna. Thank you for having me.
Good morning and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
You were a new husband and father, and you found yourself dealing with perhaps one of the biggest tragedies that anyone would endure, which is the abduction of your 11-month-old baby, Lucia or Lucia?
Lucia.
Lucia. I'd like if you could share with our listeners, you know, what led to that circumstance. You know, when my producer told me about the story of what happened, I went, well, there's two sides to the story, right? So tell us your side of the story and what it looked like for you, and how did that awaken your own spirituality?
Sure, absolutely. So first, I just wanted to start off by saying, you know, growing up, I was always a hopeless romantic. So I always had this desire to love and to be in love. And so my wife and I, we had a fairly brief courtship, and our daughter came along very quickly. And I think both of us realized that we were going through a lot of change collectively and individually. My wife was originally from Uzbekistan, and she had been in the U.S. for about 10 years. And so there were a lot of cultural differences, a lot of differences in terms of how we managed finances and how we were going to manage health care for our daughter, who had a mild form of torticollis. Eventually, you know, those differences became, I think, too much for both of us to handle. And in October of 2013, we both came to the conclusion that it was best for us to separate. Now, about a month later, I was at my parents' place on a Saturday morning trying to make arrangements for my ex-wife to bring my daughter to me for my weekend visitation. And I actually awoke to an email from her that, you know, when it started, I just knew that something was extremely wrong. It started out, "Dear David, before you continue to read this, take a deep breath." And as I continued to read the email, she made me aware that she had left and didn't really describe exactly where she went, but she was concerned about, you know, through the divorce process, me getting full custody of our daughter and her not, you know, having the ability to see her. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, where that concern arose from, but I knew at that point that it was a very real fear for her. And so ultimately it took about 5 days for me to find out that they were actually out of the country in Uzbekistan. And from there, you know, I began my journey, you know, trying to figure out really what to do and how to cope with this experience. And, you know, I was dealing with a lot of anger, resentment, shame, and embarrassment. And after about 2 weeks, I had a very, very powerful experience, and that was that my daughter came and visited me in a dream. And in that dream, she popped up on my lap, she kissed me on the cheek and said to me, "Everything's going to be okay, Daddy." And that moment completely changed my life. When I woke up in the morning, I had a strong sense of peace that really resonated in my stomach area. And that over time began to expand into compassion for myself, compassion for my ex-wife. I began to put myself in her shoes, and there's a strong sense of empathy as to how these fears that she has could actually lead her to make this decision. Even though I didn't necessarily understand it, I had a much stronger appreciation for it after having that experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, coming from my background where I listened to a variety of stories for the last 25, 30 years and, you know, continue to try to find some neutral ground or resolve, was there a real main reason for her to make such a drastic thing? Because usually what comes to mind is maybe you weren't such a saint in that marriage or in that, you know, union, and she realized that this was going to be a scary experience, and she got out early before she ended up in a situation where she got too used to being in an uncomfortable position. So would you say that there was any part within you that you realized, I might have gone a little bit too far in this particular area, and I could understand now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I was going through this process, you know, I evaluated myself and evaluated her, you know, and kind of think through, well, where could I have done things differently? But I also realized that I couldn't harbor, you know, those feelings forever. You know, I had to almost forgive myself to say, you know what, you made these mistakes. It wasn't easy for either of you, right? It was a highly charged emotional situation. You had your way of seeing things, she had her way of seeing things, and they're just different, right? So it's absolutely fair to say that it wasn't great on either side. I was not a
saint. On either side. Sure, because I think that's so important. But now the fact that that drastic move was taken on her part, and what seemed like an extremely negative situation became a catalyst to open you up to something bigger within you. So it has changed you. It has made you more empathetic and perhaps has taught you that in the future, you will be a little bit more thoughtful about the feelings of another person. But now I want to talk about the release of your new book, because I think it's quite interesting the way it came about. And I want you to tell our listeners about the release of the book and where they can get a copy and what you learned through in the process of this book writing.
Sure. So after the abduction, I used to write letters to my daughter on a daily basis. And, you know, that was really my way to connect with her emotionally, you know, and I just wanted to share, hey, here's how my day was. And, you know, I've been thinking about you and I love you and I miss you. Your family is thinking about you as well. And I found that, you know, from my heart, I wanted to continue this connection. And I'm a fairly new meditator, but I meditate on a regular basis. And I've had some fairly transformative experiences in that. And through meditation, I actually saw a list. And for some reason, I had this inclination to write the list down. And it had words such as compassion and forgiveness and gratitude and acceptance. And for a while, I didn't know what the list really represented. So I just sort of pushed it to the side. And eventually, in meditation, I got this sense to write this book, and that this list was really these aspects were things that I was experiencing. And so I chose to extend the personal letters into sharing these aspects or principles with my daughter about my experience. And it became a way for me to share my story. And I realized that there's such a universal nature around these principles that we all can really relate to them, right? Whether we're dealing with difficult situations or in a normal environment. But they really help to define how we interact, not only with ourselves, but also with other people. And that's how the book really was birthed.
Beautiful story. What have you taken? What's been one of your most powerful letters that keeps coming into the screen of your mind over and over again?
So the book starts with a dedication. And I think the dedication really sets the tone for the entire book. But I think it really lays the foundation for my daughter, because I think it's important for her to understand that no one's at fault, right? So regardless of what the experience has been for her mother or for myself, no one's at fault. And sometimes difficult situations happen to us for a greater good to unfold. And that's like the key message that I want her to understand. And I feel like that energy just carries throughout the entire book.
I like that a lot. There are 8 principles for navigating adversity that you pointed out in the book. Maybe we can't go through all 8, but can you gift us with at least 4 for the holidays?
Sure, absolutely. So one is intentions, right? Our thoughts are so powerful, and they lead to the creation of our outcomes, right? Intentions, I call them the energy that fuels our thoughts, which eventually manifest our reality. And I think that's important, not only for the holidays, but especially as we begin to turn the year and we think about the things that we want to accomplish in 2016. Acceptance is really about understanding that the circumstances of life will always be beyond your control. You know, so many people that I talk to, and I'm sure you do as well, they try to control the people around them. They try to control the environment. But the only thing you really have control over is how you respond and how you form your perception as it relates to your experience. So the ability to let that go and repurpose your energy to an internal space, I think, is a very powerful thing. And with so many things happening in the world that are, you know, deemed to be negative, there's a lot of folks that are suffering and are in difficult situations. I think compassion around this time of the year, I know for me personally, I always take time between Thanksgiving and the New Year to really think about those that are less fortunate. You know, the holidays are about volunteering and giving. So always having that compassionate space around this time of year is always a great thing.
You have some more? I was liking them.
I'm sorry. And I'll quickly go through the rest of them. So the heart principle, it's about following your intuition. You know, sometimes it's really hard to hear that little voice because we have so many distractions that happen in our day-to-day. The awareness principle, one of my favorites. A lot of us operate from an emotional state that creates almost this autopilot response. And we learn this very, very early on in our experience. We learn how to feel a certain way. Awareness is about not letting your emotions define you, but becoming aware of them in the moment and realizing that you have the ability to make a conscious choice that's different from what you've already experienced. My favorite is forgiveness, and I think forgiveness really goes together with compassion and acceptance. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is a form of self-healing, and in some cases it can actually initiate healing for the other party. And in addition to, if you're not forgiving, you know, you may prolong your own suffering as you continue to hold that energy within you. Loving unconditionally, which is fairly self-explanatory, and then I think the one that really encapsulates all of them is gratitude, right? That expression mm-hmm. of thankfulness for all that's received and all that's given is a very mm-hmm. powerful one. And I think through this experience for me, you know, I feel like there is a larger expansion when I express gratitude for the things that happen to me that don't feel so good. You know, and I encourage readers and people across the world to really embrace that aspect, even though at times it can be very difficult.
David Brown Jr., you're such a brilliant young man. I really understand or feel or sense, rather, your journey and how beautiful it's going to unfold. So thank you so much for sharing those gifts with us. And before I let you go, what's your favorite life quote? And leave us with a website that our listeners can get to know more or can contact you if they wish to.
Sure, absolutely. So my favorite life quote is, "Be the change you want to see in the world," by Gandhi. And what's interesting for me is that quote has taken on a different meaning because I'm really focusing on the word be. And I think up to this point, I've always been doing, right? And there's always this call to action. But I find that by being and just being present and in the moment, I've had some of my most profound experiences, which have really transformed me. In terms of how to contact and connect with me, I would encourage listeners to visit my website. It's my full name spelled out, davidbrownjr.com. There's information there about my book. There's also information there about my coaching practice. And I really encourage readers of the book, especially at the end, to reach out to me to share their stories of transformation. I think up to this point, folks that have read the manuscript and have had early copies of the book have used some pretty humbling sort of phrases to describe their experience as, you know, it's coming at the right time. It's been life-changing for them. So I encourage readers to reach out to actually share their experiences with me as well.
That's wonderful. David Brown, thank you so much, and all the very best, and lots of love to Lucia.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenna. Peace and love to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Sometimes your greatest tragedy can become your greatest gift, so don't give up too soon and don't get into anything even more murky than whatever you're in. We might not always make the right decisions at the specific time that it's calling us to, but I think it's the way that you clean up the job that's really most important. That shows a lot as to who you are and what you are. So it's just an invitation for everyone listening on the air today. I want to thank you so much for joining us. That was David Brown. Go to his website, David Brown Jr. And don't forget to download the Pause for Peace app. And I have to tell you, I was very surprised yesterday. Antonia sent me lots of links of my article that I wrote on concussions, Sony Pictures' new movie that released on Christmas Day. And I would love for you to go to any of the websites. Just Google Concussions by Sister Jenna and read article and tell me what you think. Send me a comment and let me know. This was a whole new genre for me to get into and looking at the role of football and the players in football, but also the responsibility of the league and also our responsibility as fans. And so I didn't want to take one side over the other. I wanted to more look at how can we all learn from this scene. A lot of those incredible players are getting hurt and kind of being pushed away at the curve if they're no longer able to be of service to entertain us. So what is our responsibility? So just Google Sister Jenna Concussions and go to any one of those stories from the Washington Post to Good Men Project to Positively Positive or HuffPost and send me some comments and let me know what you thought about that. I'd love to keep in touch with you. I'm not a very big social media person, nor are we here, but do always remember, if you're ever in need, we are definitely there for you. But feel free to go into the social media things and do whatever you do. Most of the folks that I actually have on my personal Twitter, which is America Meditating, are my personal friends, for the exception of about maybe 10 or 15 of them. So I do like to communicate with you. The text and the phone works best for me, but I get it. We're in another time. So I'm going to be looking forward in amplifying that story on social media. As I was told, it's a very important way of now communicating. So we old people are learning about these new ways of being. So anyway, we love you very much. And please stay safe during the holiday and as the new year approaches. And remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. We'll end today with Love and Gratitude by Kristen Hoffman. Take care, everyone.
There's nothing more to do than call on me.